Hello, and welcome to another Dear Two Letters file, you lucky motherfucker, you. Two, we got here. Dear Two, I need to talk to someone about this little fucked up problem. His church is not allowing him to see his girlfriend. Who the fuck is this his guy? What's that, just his name or something?
This is my friend his. He's a member of them.
His church is not allowing him to see his girlfriend because they won't let anybody from the church have any contact with her for 6 weeks due to actions against church doctrine, quote unquote. Guess what these actions were? She got drunk once or twice. She never even came to church intoxicated. God knows I did. The two options they gave were for her to either separate herself from the entire church for 6 weeks or to be put in a mental home. What, if anything, could I say to him to make him feel better? And it's not signed, so I'm going to assume it's from those. As to your question, what is there to say to him to make him feel better? You know, I mean,
what? It's okay, his. You may be caught up in a barely legal medieval anti-reality cult, but look on the bright side. You'll die sometime.
You know what? You may have senile old fuckers throwing you in the crazy house because you used your semen for something other than making another dumb fuck delusional Bush supporter, or because you didn't fall on the floor and go into fucking seizures for the Lord often enough, but there's always a bridge to jump off of. No, man, why on earth would you even try to make the guy more comfortable with this, man? Let him suffer. Let him see the way things really are, and the way they're gonna continue to be as long as he's hanging out with these psychos. Just say, look, his, I'd like to make you feel better, but guess what? Welcome to the world of religion. Sorry to say, but if you hang out with people who use a book older than the concept of shaving to guide their entire lives, then you're gonna have to put up with some psychotic, fanatical bullshit. Just get used to it, his. Hopefully he'll come around and he'll get the hell out of there before they drive him insane along with them, and hopefully he'll change his name to Mortimer or something normal. Dear Two Griffin, this is my first letter because I only started listening to Two Cents because of the reruns on angrybastards.com. We're up to show 6. It's just a shame I didn't hear about the show 2 years ago when you started them, but at least I can listen to the Dear Two thing you're doing. After listening to the first 6 shows, I thought I'd ask a few questions. Number 1, when are you planning on doing more of the Lucid Sonic Delusions poems, or did you stop that ages ago? They were really cool. Well, I'm glad you liked the first one I've done so far. I'm actually in the middle of making a whole series of them some bitches, so hopefully I'll be able to get them out soon. Number 2, were you and Jacoby ever a couple? Answer, Jacoby and I dated for a little while a long damn time ago, but he broke up with me because I kept wanting him to farm my turnips and pick my cotton. Number 3, a lot of the people at my school are anti-American. How does that make you feel? Would you feel you should defend your country? And if so, what would you say to defend it? To be anti-American, you have to understand what being a true American is. And right now, the true Americans in this country are very pissed off at our government. I don't even like hearing our government being referred to as American because it's so far away from the values we established for our country that it's sickening. Tell your schoolmates that the true Americans right now are as anti-American as they are. And finally, number 4, has the fur fandom spread as far as Japan yet? I've never even heard about it until I listened to your show. Thank you for reading my mail. From Tommy Isatako from Kyoto, Japan. Answer to that, Japanese people don't need a fur fandom because Japanese people are open enough not to give a shit if people are fucking in squirrel suits. The whole purpose of the fur fandom is to have a kind of haven from people who can't handle the fact that there are people who don't think the same as they do. Japan has always been like, oh, there's a guy jerking off with feces. Whatever. And they go on, you know? It's, as far as I know, there's an element of the fur fandom in Japan, but it's not really a big or defined one. It's undeveloped. So, you know, maybe you should start up Japan's first FurCon. Shit, invite me, I'll go. Next letter. Dear Two, I'm a parent of a 7th grader. I've noticed that since he started listening to your audio files, he's been looking at porn and using vulgar language. I'm sure other parents have been worried about your rants, and I think you should censor them. It's completely irresponsible of you to corrupt a kid's mind like this. Thanks, Barbara. Well, Barbara, you're a concerned parent, and I can respect that, but I guarantee you, if you've got a 7th grade kid, there's not a word in the universe that can come out of my mouth that he hasn't heard already. He probably knows more curse words than I do. And honestly, if you've got a kid who's not getting curious about porn by the 7th grade, then you need to get his head checked because there's something wrong with him. And as for censoring myself, the very last thing kids need right now is for more of the world to be censored for them. You see, Barbara, kids aren't stupid. They know exactly when someone's not being honest with them. So for you and other parents who might be curious, your children listen to me because I don't lie to them, because I don't censor things for them. They listen to me because they know I respect them enough not to feed them loads of horse shit about the world they have to go out in every day. The world isn't like what they'd have you believe on Saturday morning TV, and the kids know it. And they know I'm the last person who's going to tell them the world is filled with purple fucking dinosaurs who just want to give them hugs and sing songs with them. They listen to me because they want to know the truth. And you know what I tell them they should do, Barbara? You know what I tell them? I tell them they should go out and worship Satan. No, I don't. I really don't do that. I tell them they should be true to themselves. I tell them they should respect others and express themselves. And in case you haven't kept up with me for the last few years, my inbox is filled with kids expressing things to me that they can't express to their parents because they don't give enough of a shit to listen. Barbara, your child is expressing himself. Instead of worrying about the language he's using, why don't you listen to what he's saying? Instead of trying to censor the world for him, you could be sharing it with him. Everything you don't want your kid to know, he's gonna learn anyway. Wouldn't you rather him learn it from you? If you don't want your kids listening to me, then for God's sake, have enough respect for them that they don't need me. And then worship Satan. Next letter. Dear Two, it's been a while since I wrote in, and I have a somewhat serious problem. I just got a job at a place called Skull Kingdom. My boss is a Pakistani, and from what I've been told by my fellow staff members, he holds an employee party every 9/11 ever since the Twin Towers incident. Now, my roommates tell me I should turn him into Homeland Security, but the guys I work with say he's been arrested and set free. What do you think I should do? And this is from Brian the Rat from Orlando, Florida. Okay, let's take this just a step at a time here, okay? You are a fur, and you want to know if you should turn someone into Homeland Security for having a private gathering to express a socially unpopular idea? How about no? As a fur, you of all people should appreciate the right not to be thrown in a jail cell for expressing an idea other people might not find very tasteful. What, are you going to dress up in a rat suit and wander around in public at the next furry convention wondering if you should get people arrested for doing socially unacceptable shit? In the first place, it's just a rumor, okay? That's the first thing. This is just something you heard from other people secondhand. But even if the guy is holding a yay, the Americans got blowed up party every year, as long as he's not crashing planes into buildings, then let him have his parties. If you're gonna turn him in, then you might as well turn in all the furry conventions, the atheist gatherings, and the big get the fuck out of the White House, you moron party I'm planning on throwing in 3 years. I mean, what do you think the 4th of July is? All those fireworks we love to shoot off so much? Those are supposed to represent the sights and sounds of blowing the guts out of British soldiers. You don't see them getting all whiny about it, though, do you? The only difference between a mature, responsible citizen and these whining, sniveling little piss brains who are always trying to ban everything that doesn't rub their dicks the right way is that they're not smart enough to understand freedom of expression works both ways. It's not just freedom to express your opinion, it's the freedom to express all opinions. That's the reason you're able to express yours, and they should have the freedom to express theirs, too. So, no, don't turn him in. Let him celebrate an attack on the government that gives him the right to celebrate the attack on that same government. That way you can save yourself from being an asshole, and he'll just look like that much more of a damn jerk. Last letter for this time. Dear Two, I was wondering what you think of the government and society's lame attempts at stopping all these people who want to kill themselves. Someone cuts their wrist, they're rushed to a hospital. If they want to jump, someone tries to talk them down. Personally, I think these people are pansies and should be killed for that. Someone wants to jump, they should run full tilt towards the ledge, and as they leap, trip off the edge, they should scream, "Booyah, ha, 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 ha," that is how it's spelled, or cut themselves in the artery leading to the brain. Just fucking do it. Anyway, I wanted to know what you think about this. Well, obviously I do, or I wouldn't be writing or typing it. Sincerely, Jared Gordon, and from Mysteryland. Well, Jared, here's what I think about it. I think that after a person reaches a certain age, probably 21, if they really want to go French kiss a wood chipper and end it all, then hey, happy bleeding, man. Play your favorite Cure album and turn yourself into emo salad for all I give a shit. I think killing yourself is a stupid thing to do, but I'd much rather see people ending their own lives when they want to than a government telling people what they can and can't do with their own fucking bodies. I mean, the government can take away your house, your land, your possessions if they want to. No one really owns anything except their own life. And they can even tell you what you can and can't do with that? Bullshit! And don't get me wrong, I think killing yourself is some whiny, weak shit to do. It's a permanent answer to a temporary problem, and it's just a stupid thing to do. But if someone really wants to do something to their own body that's going to mangle it enough to just stop working, then that should be their call and nobody else's. And actually, in the case of some politicians, it should actually be encouraged. Thank you for sending in your letters. If you sent one in and I haven't read it, then be patient. I still have them. Until next time, remember, never doubt yourself unless you're doing something stupid.